You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. Nathan Zagura, Michael Redguy, Matt Wilhelm with you here on CBD. We're going to go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Don't forget to tweet me at Nathan Zagura or the show at Browns underscore daily and tweet your fantasy football questions. I will answer those in the final segment today around 2:45 p.m. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. And all right, Bostonian, what do you got for us now? The Browns are terrible, I know that, but yet they're 6-3, and they just beat the Bengals 24-3 on the road. Bostonian, are you there? Sounds like he's wrestling. I don't know. Maybe he's not there. Listen, that's all right.
Oh,
there he is, the Bostonian. Hey, Bostonian.
How you guys doing? My wife had me doing something.
I took my mind off what I was going to do. Listen. Why are you guys getting all chipped up about the Browns? Are you going to Super Bowl? No. So you make the if you make the playoffs. Are you satisfied with that?
I think it would be a very good step, a new regime, and I think you're laying the foundation. You got to crawl before you walk, and I think for this team, the next step is to get to the playoffs.
Right. So then you'll say after you get to the playoffs, make sure that you might win the Super Bowl, right?
It's possible in the NFL. If any Bostonian, for a man who fancies himself as a sports historian like yourself, you should know that in the NFL, it is very possible to have very quick turnarounds.
Right. But the other teams could turn it around too. They could get better. Besides you getting better.
Where was Seattle 3 years ago?
Hey, Seattle's going to win the Super Bowl again this year.
All right. Where were they 3 years ago, though? 3 years ago, they weren't that good. Then they made the playoffs, and then the year after that, they won the Super Bowl. So that's, there you go.
Do you realize they got a lot of young guys on that team, 24, 23. Their defense is super. They got a good team still. I know they lost three games or whatever, but when it comes down to the end, they'll be there at the end like they always are.
They are a good team, but they're not one of the two youngest teams in the NFL because the Cleveland Browns are one of the two youngest teams.
Cleveland Browns are younger than them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so, player for player.
It's just a fact. It's just you add up the ages, and then you divide by 53.
Seattle's ages is about 24 or 25, most of them.
It's not anymore. It's not anymore. You got to look it up, Bostonian. It's on the Internet for you. It's on the Internet for you.
Okay. Now, let's get to your beloved Ohio State that hasn't played anybody, and they want to play for the championship. Do they want to get embarrassed again like they did with the SEC, where the SEC just beat up on them bad?
Why don't we let a former national champion from the Ohio State Buckeyes answer the call? Go ahead, Matt.
Sure. In a game that we were supposed to lose by double digits, right, somehow, some way, we magically pulled a rabbit out of our hat and beat the beloved Miami Hurricanes that no one could beat for two consecutive football seasons. So, you know what? I believe, as Reg and I talked about earlier, the Cleveland Browns and the Ohio State Buckeyes are in a very similar situation. You win and you're in, and that's my belief.
Control your own destiny, and that's a great place for this Browns football team to be, obviously. Something we haven't even said it. Bostonian was trying to rain on our parade. Can't do it, Bostonian. You can't do it. I'll tell you what. I am a little concerned when I look at the injury report from practice today, and I see that, obviously, we know about Gibson. We know about Jordan Cameron. But Phil Taylor, again, not practicing. And I thought Phil Taylor was a major difference maker in that game against Cincinnati, not only for what he did, but for the way that he played and what that allowed the coaches to feel comfortable doing. And what I mean by that is not have Ataba Rubin on the field nearly as much. And when you look at it, Ataba Rubin only played 18 snaps in that game. And I think that helped the run defense a little bit for the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. I would caution Browns Nation, any of you that think that the Browns run defense is not fortified with 98 Phil Taylor on the football field, please look at it and think again, because Nathan, I hope he could stay healthy and stay well. He might be the main ingredient for this run defense to take its steps to get better as we go through these final seven football games. Got to have him on the foot. Love to see him up around that 35, even 40 snaps a game. If that's Jim O'Neill, Mike Pettine, I would think they got to believe that Phil can handle that kind of workload.
Yeah, you know what I loved about Phil Taylor, and I believe his activity level. It jumped off the screen at you, and it's something, in my eyes, that had been missing since we lost John Hughes. John Hughes, another guy who's active on the defensive line. He's not a guy who posts up and tries to take two and in some cases ends up 4 yards in the defensive backfield. He's a guy, they interject, they move laterally, and they move forward, which is an attack style mindset, which is what I believe it takes to stop the run in this National Football League. You can't catch blockers. I don't care how big or how strong you are.
Nathan, I think we'd agree. While Taylor and Reuben were out, Billy Wynn was in and out. John Hughes for 3 football games. And again, everybody's looking, well, the Browns run defense. I know John Hughes was terrific. He's a hell of a D lineman.
Absolutely. I think he was playing the best of any of the D linemen on the team. And I heard the coaches allude to that and in some ways just come out and say it. So, yeah, that was a big loss there. But I think Desmond Bryant has picked up his play significantly, especially that last game against Cincinnati. And we'll need to see that continue going forward. All right, let's go on the phone lines. Stan in Brooklyn, welcome to CBD.
Gentlemen, excuse me. I really, really appreciate your program.
Thank you, Stan. We appreciate you.
All of you, all three of you, do an outstanding job. And to be as patient as you are with the Bostonian is overwhelming.
I have fun with it.
Okay, I'm trying to drink some green tea here to stay warm, and I'm listening to that conversation. I'm saying, boy, patience is a virtue.
It's approaching the holiday season, Stan. But, we're in the caring, giving spirit.
Our good cheer.
I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old at home.
I've got to deal with these types of behaviors.
If I could interject a few things about
of course.
The Browns. You know, these injuries are killing us. They really are. You know, Phil Taylor, I seen him in that Cincinnati game, and I just could not believe the outstanding job he was doing. And he went down. What was in the third quarter? He was injured.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, we go.
And it's just the injuries. And seriously, I think that we need a snowstorm on Sunday. You know, we need something to stop Watts down. And, Matt, I really want to compliment you earlier on breaking down what Arian Foster is capable of doing.
Thank you.
If I could listen to the radio, okay, and turn on my iPad, and you're breaking all this down, and watch it, but I'm visualizing what you're saying, okay? And it's nice to hear a professional person like yourself and the other two there, Nathan and Michael, do a great job.
Thank you, Stan, very much. I really appreciate it.
Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Go Browns.
We're going to have to get Stan's check in the mail.
We are, yes. Stan. Very kind.
He laid all that out just like we asked
What's
him.
PayPal? You prefer PayPal or Google Wallet?
It's going to be a tough act to follow, but we're going to go to Tom, the truck driver. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's happening, man?
How are you, bro?
I'm cool. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, just got to say, man, that Bostonian guy, you know, the radio get called with a lot of characters on there that just always got some type of hate. And I was telling the guy who screened my car, he must not realize that back in the Steve Grogan days of the Patriots, they were the laughing stock of the league. And everybody has their day, and I just get fed up when I hear the figure skater and the Bostonian and all those guys always got some type of hate for the Cleveland Browns or the Ohio State Buckeyes. Hey, that's all I had to say.
That's right. Go Bucks. Go Browns, baby.
No figure skaters.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're the real deal in this room.
That's right. All right, everybody. When we come back, we're going to get into a little fact or fiction here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, just 3 days away from the Browns and the Texans at First Energy Stadium.